Rob Reiner, I watch Joe Biden and I see a man who can save democracy. By David Ng on August 31, 2020. Joe Biden stumbled badly during his big speech in Pittsburgh on Monday, mangling his points about the coronavirus while seemingly struggling to read the teleprompter. For some, it was painful to watch. For Biden fundraiser and left-wing Hollywood filmmaker Rob Reiner, the 77-year-old candidate exuded presidential strength. "I watch Joe Biden and I see a man who can save democracy," Reiner declared. But Biden got lost in his own words during his speech on Monday as he attempted to address the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Watch below. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 year, look, here's, the lives, it's just, it's, I mean, you think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years, Biden said. During his the speech, Biden attempted to blame President Donald Trump for the violence and unrest that are still rocking some of America's cities. "Fires are burning and we have a president who fans the flames, rather than fighting the flames," he said. "But we must not burn, we have to build." Another brain freeze came as Biden accused President Trump of stoking violence in cities besieged by riots. Watch below. The speech marks Biden's first in-person campaign stop outside of the Delaware area since the global outbreak of the coronavirus. The candidate has mostly kept out of physical sight for the past 6 months, speaking via camera from the safety of his basement. Rob Reiner has also blamed the riots in cities like Portland and Kenosha on President Trump, even though the president's offer to send federal forces to Portland was rejected by Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler. "Donald Trump is taking a page out Charles Manson's playbook. Start a race war, then convince the public you alone can end it. He's a lying racist piece of garbage," the filmmaker tweeted over the weekend. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.